This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An impeachment inquiry proceedings can enter into another week. And the lawyer for the whistleblower, who's serious concerns about the Trump-Ukraine telephone call, which set off the House impeachment probe, says his client has agreed to answer written questions from Republicans. Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us that Mr. Trump and his congressional party loyalists still argue that this is a witch hunt.
Republicans continued casting doubt on the legitimacy of the investigation led by Democrats that so far has been conducted behind closed doors.
Madam Speaker, when you look through this resolution and you see how one-sided, how Soviet-style this is running, this is the United States of America. Don't run a sham process, a tainted process like this resolution ensures.
Trump, too, has been far from silent.
The Democrats are crazed. They're lunatics. The impeachment thing is a hoax. Now, whether or not they try pulling it off, it would be a disgrace.
Dozens of Republicans sit on committees involved in the impeachment probe. But the president's defenders say that's not enough. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Anti-government protesters in Baghdad shut down roads and government offices in the Iraqi capital on Sunday, escalating a month-long string of rallies demanding political change. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have gathered in recent days in Baghdad's Tahrir Square and across southern Iraq, shutting down markets, factories, and schools, universities as well, in protest of the political system in place since a 2013, or I should say 2003, U.S.-led invasion that toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi called for the shuttered places to be reopened, contending that the threat to oil facilities and closure roads had cost Iraq millions. This is VOA News. Smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the virtually impenetrable wall President Donald Trump is having built along the U.S.-Mexico border to keep migrants and drugs out of the country. But Mr. Trump says that he is not concerned. He offered his thoughts after the Washington Post disclosed that gangs have repeatedly sawed through the border wall in recent months using a reciprocating saw. It's a popular household tool that sells for as little as $100. When equipped with specialized blades, the saws can cut through the steel and concrete bollards within minutes, according to border agents. Protesters in Lebanon rallied Sunday to call for the president, Michel Aoun's ouster, as part of a push for sweeping change that has already brought the resignation of the country's prime minister. We get more from VOA's Zlatis Ahok.
President Aoun's supporters gathered in central Beirut, waving Lebanese flags and banners with his image. Sunday's pro-government rally was the largest demonstration against massive anti-government protests that began in mid-October and led to the resignation of Prime Minister Hariri last week.
Anti-government protesters think if the president leaves power, the problems would be solved. On the contrary, if that happens, the crisis will worsen.
Lebanon has accumulated huge debt after 8 years of civil war, which destroyed much of its infrastructure. Interest payments consume almost half of the government revenues, leaving many public sectors underfunded. Electricity supply is rationed, and many people have to rely on backup power generators. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Hong Kong anti-government protesters crowded a shopping mall, running clashes with police Sunday, during which a man with a knife slashed several people and apparently bit off part of a local politician's ear. Amir McCarthy reports.
A dramatic escalation in the violence that's gripped Hong Kong for months on Sunday, as a man slashed several people with a knife and allegedly bit off a part of a local politician's ear. What started as a human chain in City Plaza Shopping Centre in the eastern suburb of Taikoo Shing turned into a face-to-face conflict with police, with several people wounded. With blood dripping from his ear, Democratic District Councillor Andrew Chu was among the injured.
That is Reuters' Amir McCarthy reporting. Leaders of a protest movement calling for the resignation of Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan to resign are now threatening to lock the country down if he does not. They set a Sunday deadline for him to do so. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.